15%.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffens Good Day program. We'll be meeting Tim Halperin, who was an auditioner and a contestant on this season's American Idol in a few minutes. He auditioned on MySpace, made it to Hollywood. I think he was actually cut last week from...
Yeah, he made it to the final 24.
And if you remember
really
correctly,
bad.
He's the one who flirted with J-Lo
in
one of the early shows, and she flirted back.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
He's
okay.
A cute kid.
Yeah. So that's neat. We'll have him for a few minutes. In a few minutes, Maria Bailey is back from her trips around the world. We'll talk to her about her trips, and then we have the Boomer Broads joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about other things that are of interest and importance. But you know what? Something we haven't done for a while, Rich... It'll be time for laughter at 10 after.
Thank God.
Right after this on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry!
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want!
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and in a few minutes we'll have Tim Halperin, who's a native of Fort Worth, Texas, on with us. In the meantime, questions.
Yes.
Questions to ponder. How important does a person have to be before they are considered assassinated instead of just murdered?
Contemplating that
that's
a good
time.
Question.
That is a good question.
Right. Why do you have to put your 2 cents in, but it's only a penny for your thoughts? Where's the extra penny go? Think about
that's
that.
That's true.
Taxes.
Huh?
The government.
Once you're in heaven, do you get stuck wearing the clothing you were buried in for all eternity?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, that'll be bad.
Oh, that's good, because I asked to be buried in my jogging shoes.
Really?
At least you'll be comfortable.
What disease did cured ham actually have? Questions to ponder.
Oh, sort of.
How is it that we put man on the moon before we figured out it would be a good idea to put wheels on luggage? How is that? That's an important thing for people like me and Marie who travel as much as we do. Why is it that people say they slept like a baby when babies wake up every 2 hours? Why is that?
Really?
Things to ponder. Yes, very, very interesting and important. But not as important as having a conversation meeting Tim Halperin, who started out on MySpace. So I'm told, I say this advisedly, you're a good kid. Do you, you're a kid, aren't you?
He'll be with us right after this.
Oh, what do you mean right after this? I thought he was here now.
Oh, I'm a good kid. You can go to him now. Here you go.
Why don't I go to him now?
We don't want to wait.
No, if he's here, let's talk to him.
I'm excited because Tim was one of my favorites, and I feel like he was robbed.
Sorry. Tim, you feel like you're... You feel like you were robbed?
I like whoever just said Tim was one of my favorites.
It's Jennifer, and you really were. I was so bummed that you didn't get to go through last week.
And I like you because you're one of my favorites because you hit on J-Lo. You're one of the only guys that had the guts to hit on J-Lo.
That's right.
Hey, man, you only get one shot, right?
Yeah. That's right, man. I wanted to get any kind of line I could in, even though probably wasn't the best choice of line. But, you know.
And whatever, you took your shot.
Yeah, I did take your best shot. All right, so what kind of...
Almost got her.
How old are you, Tim? Where'd he go?
Uh-oh. Tim, are you still there?
He's right there. Hey, Tim.
He's got a bad connection.
Okay. There he is. How old are you?
I'm 23.
So you're actually old for... And most
it's
of
a
the,
pretty young season this year. I mean, there's a lot of 15, 16, 17-year-olds, aren't there, Tim?
We have a bad connection. That's too bad. I'd like to have this conversation, but we can't under the circumstances. Richie, why don't you see if you can fiddle with it a little bit and see if we can make this work. 11 after the hour on Good Day.
Hear that?
This one
That's
of those...
the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
All right, as they say in the business, this is take two on our conversation with Tim Halperin. All right, so you're 23 years old. We've established that you're older than many of those who auditioned. You had a flirtation with Jennifer. How much planning how much work did you put into? You auditioned on MySpace. That was one of the new things they brought in this year. How much work was this for you getting ready and getting ramped up, Tim?
You know, for me, performing is what I do and what I love. And so, you know, I was actually working on a full-length album right before the Idol thing happened. And so, you know, honestly, I wasn't going to try out for American Idol, but they had the MySpace auditions, and some people I respected in the entertainment industry were like, you know what, you have nothing to lose. You might as well put a webcam video out there and see what happens. And so I did. So, you know, to be completely honest, I wasn't really prepared for it, but it happened.
Yeah, so were you surprised you made it then? If you weren't prepared, are you surprised you made it as far as you did?
You know, I don't know if I was surprised. I just didn't know what to expect because, you know, I knew that the odds were definitely stacked against me. A lot of it, just because there's so many people, is what kind of day you go, if, you know, if luck is on your side, if your voice is in great shape, because there's a ton of competition out there. So, you know, I wasn't surprised I made it where it was, just because I felt like timing-wise, it was a great point for me to do something like Idol, because I feel like in the past couple of years, I've really grown as a performer, and I've started to figure out who I am as an artist. So it was a great experience, though.
So, Tim, before you auditioned for Idol, what were you doing as an artist? Are you in a band? Do you perform in local clubs? What?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually a singer-songwriter, and I play piano, as you saw on the show, and I have a band based out of Texas, and we traveled around, and I had actually done a couple of short tours that I set up on my own. You know, I was a very do-it-yourself type of artist. I did a music video on a budget of $500, and, you know, I was just writing and recording, and I just graduated college, so I was trying to make the music thing work. I was trying to turn it into a career, and I was working on a full-length album, so it was timing-wise perfect to get the kind of exposure I got from Idol.
Hold on a second, Jennifer. Okay. How much of the American Idol magic will it influence your band's success, your own career, even though you don't make it to the top? How much do you figure this has changed your life?
You know, I figure this has given me an incredible launching pad for my career. And you know, I'm trying to do things that most people don't think to do when they get off the show. Because you have this momentum, and you only have it for so long. Because, as you know, on TV shows, the American public forgets about you pretty quick if you don't make some noise. So there's only so much I can do, you know, just because I just got off the show. But, you know, I did record that CD prior to being on the show, so I was like, you know what, to thank people and to get people excited about what I'm doing, I'm just going to give away one of the songs. So, you know, yesterday I put a song up for free download on a website called noisetrade.com.
Really?
So people can just go on there and download my newest track for free.
And
hopefully they'll like what they hear, and then they'll be interested in when the record comes out.
So now, Jennifer, please, take it away.
Oh, no, I was just wondering if you had watched Idol in the past. I mean, it's hard. It's become such a part of our culture. It's hard not to have seen it at all. But were you a fan before you started on the show?
You know, I like the show, and I've seen a couple episodes. My parents are the real fans. I'll give that to them. But I'll admit this to you. I actually read a book about American Idol after I made it to the top 40 because I didn't know what to expect. You know, I'd seen a couple audition episodes, and I'd seen, you know, the grand finale in the past, but that's about it. And so I didn't know what to expect. So I did my research like a good little boy.
There's actually a book. I love it.
Yeah. All right. So you got to give us some inside scoop on the judges. Obviously, you got a little time with J-Lo. What do you think of her and then Steven and Randy?
Well, I'll start off by saying Jennifer Lopez is absolutely gorgeous in real life.
No kidding.
And, oh, my gosh. So I was I honestly wasn't nervous going in the audition until I saw Jennifer Lopez walk by.
Really?
And I'm going, oh, my gosh. Holy crap. Because I really did. I had a big crush on her when I was, you know, growing up. And which I shouldn't have said that when I, you know, told her I had a crush on her. But, you know, so that she was. But the thing I'll say about the judges is they are very sincere. And they know where you're coming from. They know what you're going through because they've been on that tough road to the top in the music business. Mm-hmm. And so they just came across as very supportive and sincere when they gave feedback, and I appreciated that. And of course, Steven Tyler is just, oh, man, he's one of my heroes. The guy's insane. He's such a great performer. So
and he's very funny
I
in that role.
Yeah.
He is very funny.
What's the atmosphere? Tim Halpern is with us from American Idol. What's the atmosphere like in general, not only with the judges, but your competitors? Do you become friends? It looks like, at least at the end, the final competitors have been friends.
Yeah, pretty supportive.
We were most. I don't watch this show very much myself, but I was intrigued at the beginning by that couple that had dated, and then they stopped dating, but they were together, and we were sort of rooting for them to get back together again, that kind of stuff. Well, how much of that is there camaraderie, or is there real rivalry on the set?
You know, in the beginning, honestly, in Hollywood Week, you see camaraderie and you see rivalry. You see them both. And you see a lot of cutthroat activity in Hollywood Week just because people are trying to make it on their own, trying to make their way. But the reality is those types of people don't get really far because people don't want to see them do well, number one. And number two, they get so caught up in the competition that they just lose their stage legs when they get on stage. And so the people that typically do well on the show are people that, you know, humbly know who they are. They're confident in their performances and what they have, but at the same time, they're very gracious, and they are friendly with other contestants. And that's what I saw, because the top 24 especially, everyone was just rooting for everyone. And I didn't, you know, that would kind of surprise me at first, but it was really just a great atmosphere.
If you were a betting guy, do you have any favorites that you think will make it to the end of the competition?
You know, I don't, it's so hard to predict this year because in the past years there's always been a front runner. It's, you know, it's like, oh man, you know, this is the country year, or this is the rock year, or this is the pop year. But there's just such a variety this year and everyone is just so talented. So really I think it's just going to depend on what America's wanting for the next superstar. And I think there are going to be some twists and turns and where people appear to be front runners and then the next week somebody just has an incredible performance.
Before.
Yeah, just even think about it, you know. Pia Toscano's performance came out of the blue this last week, you know, and she just had an incredible performance. But you know, she wasn't the only standout. They're just everyone's so talented.
Yeah. Well, we wish you well, Tim. Thank you for being
Thanks,
here.
Guys.
Good luck with that download. What's the website again where they can go to download that free song?
Noise Trade, NOISE Trade, TRADE.com.
And good luck. Search Tim Halpern. All right, Tim.
There you go. Tim, thank you. Tim, auditioning and then getting along on the pike is kind of a neat story for him, and it's nice that he was here to tell it. It's 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738.
Speaking of celebrity, Kate Winslet says that she's very happy being single. She and her husband, Sam Mendes, lived across the street from my daughter when my daughter was finishing her Oxford thing, and she used to go out with a baby all the time up and down the street.
You
Megan
have to see her,
her
new haircut, Doug.
Really? Is it
she
cute?
Looks hot. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
I think there is something about her that I believe to be hot, in fact. So she's taking care of her children. That's cool. Getting along with her ex-husband. That's cool. So good luck to her. 21 after the hour. Good luck to all of us here. It's a good day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStepan.com.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro. I know, you know, I feel psycho when my new joint hits.
Is that just loud?
Yes.
Honey, come ride. Doesn't do my ears any good.
This is awesome.
I know. I'm really thinking.
But it is the Doug Steppan Good Day program. It's not the Rich McFadden.
Whatever.
Whatever. All right, come on. It is way too loud. I can't hear myself.
What is wrong with you?
It's too loud.
You're a rocking guy.
I am a rocking guy, and I like
this. It's the same level that I play the Four Seasons at.
Put the Four Seasons out at the same level. I want you to see the difference between the levels.
Hold on a second.
This is not good at all. Will Smith is good. This is good. Number one during Speaking 1998, getting jiggy with it, but... If you put it now, see it's lower than it was before.
It
so you're going to play December 1963
right.
at this level, and you're going to try to convince me, but it's the same level.
Hold on. No. All right, here we go. All ready? All right. That is December 1963.
Right.
At zero on the fader.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, it's so loud.
Now, that's Will Smith.
Much louder. Much
at
louder.
Zero on the fader.
Much louder. Everybody can hear it. I mean, isn't it all? I'm not trying to me.
It pops, baby. It pops.
No, it's too it's loud.
It's just because they're saying no, no, no,
no.
No,
it's not because it's louder.
All right. So I want everyone up across the country to call me right now and confirm my little scientific experiment here.
All right. Let's get to Maria's trip.
Better.
That'd be more interesting.
Oh,
25
yeah.
after the hour. Maria Bailey is here back from China. And didn't you go to Turkey, too? Where'd you go?
No, she was in Turkey on this last
time.
Can she answer
Turkey,
for herself?
Now,
what is the matter with you? You're like the guy who's the lawyer, wants to answer all the questions for his clients. Shut up. Maria.
If
yeah,
you
that's because
clueless.
I was sending him pictures from the harem
yeah.
in Istanbul.
No, I thought, yeah, you went to Turkey, right?
Yes, I went to Turkey.
But you had gone to China a little while before that.
I went to China the month before that, yes.
Yeah, okay, so, Rich, what is your problem?
I have an actual clue as to where our friends are, as opposed to you, who are just, like, on the moon somewhere.
But the trip was just great. Thanks, you guys.
You're welcome. All right, so what going to Turkey was, you've never been there before, right?
I had never been there before, and I went the week after the whole Egyptian outbreak.
Yeah, and what were people thinking about a Turkey is close in terms of, well, lots of different ways, but the Turkish and the Egyptians are pretty close. So did you get to talk, everybody speaks English over there. Did you listen to or hear or discuss with anybody what their thoughts and feelings were about Mubarak getting booted?
I did. The people that I spoke to thought it was a good thing, and quite honestly, what news wasn't covering was there was just as many protests going on in Istanbul as there was Egypt, apparently.
What were they protesting?
Just in general, they were supporting
really kind
Egyptian
of a, almost,
people.
Yeah, but all right, so they were supporting the Egyptians. They weren't. They have a really kind of legitimate democracy there. Versus
they do.
Mubarak's
they seem like very.
Democracy.
They're pretty happy people.
Yeah, a pretty progressive country, frankly.
It was. It was really interesting to be in a country where 98% of the people share the same religion.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, that was kind of an interesting thing. I thought it's a beautiful country and the people are wonderful. The food is delicious. For me to say that food is good is pretty.
What sort
incredible.
Of meals did you enjoy? What did you have?
Well, it's funny. Everything you think is Greek is really Turkish.
Yeah.
Everything was either grilled. There was nothing fried, which right. I love, and you know, a lot of fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
So
a good time was had. But you weren't by yourself, though. You didn't bring any children with you.
I went with another female.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you clarified that. All right. Maria's here. Jennifer's here. Richie's here. I'm here. It's 20 and after on Good Day. If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
When you're sick or injured out of the U.S., all you want to do is go home.
I am a huge fan of what they call medical evacuation and repatriation insurance.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. In a medical emergency, international travel can be expensive.
I was on a flight coming back from Cairo not too long ago where a man fell off the curb in Cairo, broke his hip.
AARP travel expert Peter Greenberg.
They had to buy 4 first-class seats to lay him out on the stretcher and another first-class seat for the nurse to go with him.
His bill? $58,000, and that's why Peter has medical evacuation and repatriation insurance.
They'll pay to stabilize you, and then they will pay to send a medically equipped plane to take you to the medical facility and doctor of your choice.
There's more info on our website.
There was wood in the studio. I'd knock on it to say, thank God I've never had to use it, but I'm very glad I carry it.
That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Boomer Bros are here with Maria Bailey, who's back from her trip to the... What is this? The Middle East, kind of. Turkey's kind of in the Middle East. All right, let's get everybody's horoscope. Jennifer, your birthday is in February, right?
Maria and I are Aquarius, yes.
All right, let's see what Aquarius today. There's a pause in the action. You can use this to your advantage. The in-between moments are perfect for connecting with others. All right?
I like it.
Hey, Richie, yours is...
Well, I used to be a Sagittarius, but now I'm that new thing, whatever it is.
Focus so intently on being upbeat, encouraging, and helpful that there's no room for anything to exist but positivity.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yes, Rich.
Do they have that new sign in that...
Not in the general horoscopic
sign. So I don't know what to do anymore.
No, you're just a Sagittarius.
So you could be like me. I'm a Scorpio. This is the Scorpio read for the day. Most people don't listen well. Huh, how appropriate. But,
were you saying something?
Yes. But you're not most people. That's me. By listening well today, you'll learn a shortcut and improve a relationship. Huh. What relationship?
Really?
Yeah.
Any relationship. By listening well, you improve any relationship.
You, could be my relationship
right.
with you.
So right, listen about to me. Spend the extra couple hundred bucks and buy the iPad.
I've decided I'm buying Droids. And Richie wants me to buy the iPad.
Yeah, just...
I know. You'll be fine, Rich. You'll be all right. You can help me. All right,
That's the problem. I can't help you.
The Boomer Broads are here, Janet and Anne Marie. Let's see. Your birthdays, don't you both have the same birthday month, too?
I'm a Sagittarian, and I don't care what they say or what they call me. I'm still a Sagittarian.
All right, so you and Rich would be like, all right, what's yours, Anne Marie? I mean, that's Janet. What's yours, Janet?
I am a Libra.
A Libra.
I can't make a decision.
A Libran. You don't have to be
absolutely incapable of making a decision. My favorite line is just to say, what do you think?
Uh-huh.
That's how I think.
Yeah. My wife is a Capricorn, is the same way.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So here
I have a question for everybody, which is in the sort of like the question of the day.
Yeah.
How did everybody sleep last night?
How did everybody sleep? Last
I slept very well. Wow.
Last night I had a wonderful dream about you.
Not too well.
About you.
Not
last night
well.
I had a dream. Hope that it will come. I overslept this morning for the first time.
Wow.
Nobody can remember ever me not being in the studio on time. Nobody.
Wow. Well. I wouldn't say ever. You've done it before.
I don't remember last time I did.
There's like 5-year gaps in between when you do it.
Never. I am usually always here on time.
I can
time.
Remember. You usually are.
Very
So, skin of your teeth, but you usually make it.
I'm here when it counts. National Sleep Awareness Week.
Exactly.
And so we have a focus on...
for Boomer women. Big issue.
Why? Because you don't get enough sleep. Is that by design?
Once you hit, and with Jennifer, you can look forward to this, and Maria, once you hit your 50s, you stop sleeping.
No.
That's why we're so dead. They blame menopause on our crankiness. It is the no sleep. That's why we're so cranky.
I will tell you this. My mother went through that probably through her 50s and 60s. But now, I mean, I call her at 9 in the morning. She's like, just waking up. I'm like, what do you mean just waking up? You usually get up at 4 in the morning. She's like, no, not anymore.
She got through it.
I don't remember the last time I slept till 9 o'clock or had 8 hours of sleep.
It's been a decade.
More than a decade.
All right, even on the weekend, when you don't have to work, you do not get 8-hour night sleep.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Body gets up.
Can I just challenge you?
Yes.
Do either of you exercise, though?
Every day.
Every day.
Okay.
Every day.
Hour and a half every single day.
So is this unique to women, or are men supposed to fall into this trap, too?
Well, it's supposedly, I mean, it relates quite a bit to menopause and the hormones raging and the night sweats and the things you go through. So I can't speak for, you know, I think you're in a similar age group, Doug, if I may say, and you don't sound to be having any sleep issues.
My issue is I don't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
The other day when I had, where was I? I was in Columbus at the Arnold and, I was there 2 days and three nights. So on Sunday morning before I left, I went to bed.
Right, mean 2 nights and 3 days, right?
Was it 2 nights and 3 days?
Yeah.
No, I think I got in there.
It'd be
on
hard
Thursday.
To be there 2 days and three nights.
Well, I guess Friday and Saturday. No, I was.
But you could do it.
I was there Thursday night, and I went on the air Friday morning, and I was there Saturday, and then I left Sunday morning.
Okay.
But the point I was trying to make was I had gone to the movies on, after I was all done, I went to the movies on Saturday night and came back to the hotel and went to sleep about 11 o'clock. And the next thing I knew, it was 9:30 Sunday morning. I was like gonzo. And I don't usually rest that well in a hotel. I'd rather be in my own bed. But it was raining, and it was, I don't know, all of those things kind of help
inspired,
you.
Tired, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But you know
well,
what? You're
honestly,
very blessed.
I don't have any problem going to sleep.
Uh-huh.
I have a problem staying asleep. I get
why would that be?
Well, I don't know why. Maybe I go to sleep too early, but I go to sleep at like 9:30.
Yeah.
And or 10, whatever. And I'm up at midnight, 1 o'clock, and I'm up.
And what do you do?
I don't get out of bed. I don't get out of bed. I do lie there. I rest. I feel that that's worth it. But you know what? They say that sleep is more important than food.
Mm-hmm. All right. So do you try? Have you done any melatonin, St. John's wort?
You know what I heard?
Xanax, Ambien. Come on. Let's talk about
red
the truth. Let's go for the real stuff. Yes. So now, speaking of that, Jennifer, actually, alcohol is a killer for sleep. Because it knocks you out, but it wakes
you
right up.
Right.
You know, I heard a report on the way in this morning that says eat a banana or some oatmeal, and that activates the melatonin
in your system.
Too.
And
milk.
And more milk, they always say. And then there are those hidden caffeine culprits that we don't. For example, decaf coffee, nobody realizes has caffeine. And it has about 20 milligrams of caffeine in every cup compared to 100 milligrams of a regular cup. But that's still caffeine. And you don't realize. Coffee, ice cream. Did you know there's 45 milligrams of caffeine in a half a cup of coffee ice cream?
You're dumb anyway if you're eating sugar before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
dumb or not, it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, we all, you know, lose our minds sometimes.
No, that's true.
And you know, and there's some really, I just read that non-cola sodas, like a Sun-Kissed orange soda, which you wouldn't think had any caffeine in it, has as much caffeine as Mountain Dew. So you've got to watch out for some. I am here to help. This is a public service from the
boomers. Public service.
Yes.
There are a lot of those things. The business about caffeine and whether or not it's have been over the years many stories about caffeine. We have been very recently treated to a lot of information about the bad. Not we always have thought it was just coffee, but caffeine is in all those sodas. And the stuff that Richie drinks.
Yep.
And vitamin-enriched water has it, a lot of it, like H2O and things like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. And Excedrin has caffeine. You probably knew that, right?
I thought that wait a minute. Hold on a second. I thought that the big to-do a month or so ago about the heavily caffeinated drinks like Jolt and Red Bull, they had caffeine. But are you saying that Pepsi-Cola has that same as caffeine in it to the same extent?
The vitamin waters, you know those waters like Fruit 2-0?
Yeah.
Many have caffeine, and some have something called guarana, G-U-A-R-A-N-A, which is a natural herb that also is sort of, it revs up your energy
levels.
Right, but
levels, it's not like Red Bull.
No, it's not equivalent to a Red Bull or a Jolt Cola, but it's in there. Again, it's just in there, and if you drink enough, like I happen to drink Propel, and I'll drink like 3 or 4 bottles a day. I don't even know what the heck I'm doing to my body with that
but
stuff.
The bottom line is you have to know your system. I know that I shouldn't drink soda after about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right, so here's my question to all of us.
Tea or any caffeinated.
All of us. We go through this now. We're listening. We're talking about caffeine, and we've heard all of these reports about how bad it is to have. And we jump on the bandwagon. I have. You guys have. I've on the air been very critical of people who eat or drink this sort of thing. And when I was a kid, the same discussions focusing on coffee. It's bad for you for the following reasons, blank, 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 and blank.
Now we learn.
So now science has shined on us, apparently, or at least on the coffee world, because there are many health reasons not to quit drinking coffee, including the fact where before you were told it was bad for your heart. Chocolate and coffee together came pretty much from the same plant. And so if you had, when I was having too much chocolate, it made my heart go palpate, up and down. And so I was told if I was a coffee drinker, I'd be in really bad shape because that's what this does to my heart. In fact, moderate coffee drinkers, 1 to 3 cups a day, have lower rates of this kind of a problem, lower rates of stroke than non-coffee drinkers. Apparently, it is a powerful antioxidant. It has more antioxidants per serving than blueberries. So it is the biggest source of antioxidants in American diets. All the antioxidants help suppress the damaging effect of inflammation on arteries. So coffee raises your, the people that used to think coffee raises your blood pressure and your heart rate, no. Over the long term, it lowers blood pressure as the antioxidants activate nitric oxide, which widens blood vessels.
I honestly, Doug, I think it's a person. I gave up all caffeine. And I'll give you my point in a second. My point is not that I gave it up. Maybe about 6-7 years ago, I gave up drinking coffee in the morning. Now I have a glass of skim milk and before I go work out.
Really?
But I then was still drinking iced tea and, you know, an occasional diet soda and even orange soda, which has caffeine. And I'd get stomach aches.
Really?
And I couldn't figure out what my stomach aches were from. I just developed an intolerance, a total intolerance.
Isn't that interesting? How we put all this together. I'm reminded with that story of a series of events that happened to me one summer when I decided, because I drink a lot of, on the farm, I drink a lot of beverages, a lot of water and stuff. One summer I decided, Tony talked me into drinking iced tea. So everywhere I went, I had iced tea. I drank it with my dinner and my lunch. And about 3, 4, 5 weeks after I started drinking it, I was going crazy.
In what way crazy?
Just absolutely cranked up and then just jittery.
Hyper. And from the caffeine.
Hyper crazy, really?
Yeah, right. So I called the doctor and I said to him, what's the problem with me? What am I doing? He said, well, what are you eating and what are you drinking? And I told him, and I was drinking Nest tea. He said, well, there's your problem right there, because I drink 7-8 glasses of this stuff.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And
that'll definitely do it.
It would make me crazy. But
well, were you brewing your own tea, or was this some kind of mix?
Out of some Nescafe
like a can.
Key. Yeah.
So then you were also getting sugar.
Yeah, you were also getting sugar. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not, but coffee now is supposed to help you divert diabetes.
Sun tea.
Sun tea?
Yeah.
Make your own tea.
Sun tea. You got there on the farm all day. Just throw some water. Bunch of tea bags.
Now I have a frap. It's much better for you.
Listen to him. Now I have a crap.
Venti, please. Venti.
With the calories, whatever.
Right, exactly.
As long as you can sleep, you're happy.
All right. Well, yeah, we're going to make sure that you are now. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to send you copies of the Good Day program, and it'll put you to sleep.
You're on.
All right. Bye. Thank you. Janet and Anne-Marie with a focus on National Sleep Awareness Week. All right. So, Maria, it's also National something else, Hypertension Week or something. What's today? What is
today?
What is that supposed to mean? What are we supposed to do?
We have to do something. We have to take some action.
Focused on women.
We go out and get ourselves some international women.
I was going to say every day is a women, International Women's Day, as far as I'm concerned. 13 no. before the hour. Does that sound bad? What? No. What?
No.
Yeah. So what is it?
We're supposed to just focus on the needs of women around the world.
Ah, okay.
Right. Not those kind of needs, Rich.
Right. I got you.
Why not? Those are needs. Listen. Legitimate needs.
Those are very important needs.
13 before the hour on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, so it's good news today for fans of Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. Right. Tiger Woods, his name is Woods, right?
Woods.
Right? He's finally getting his own place.
Where was
On
he
his
living?
Blog yesterday, he broke the news that he's going to move into a new home in Jupiter, Florida. 6,400 square foot place. It has a reflecting pond. I'm looking at a picture. It has a golf course with it.
It's on a golf course.
It's on a golf course. Right. Is that what it is?
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, might as well have a big... Right? He's a golfer, might as well have a golf course.
It's a practice facility. It's not a...
It's not a house.
It's a practice facility.
It's around...
He lives there, though?
It's a house on a practice facility.
Oh, wow.
That's it is.
You know, all those golfers live in Florida for the tax breaks, right?
Yeah.
All the golfers live in Florida because the...
Right. Most people... who are down there, a certain stature, live there for the tax break.
That's why the banks go to Delaware.
Right. As a matter of fact, Rich, I was right and you were wrong. If you'd let me finish, then I would have been, and nobody would have questioned.
You're always right, and I'm always wrong.
Thank you. There it is. Perfect. 51 after the hour.
Loser.
If you-
you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
As oil prices continue to rise, the question remains, what to do about Libya? Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. First, the numbers. With continued unrest in Libya, crude oil prices went up again yesterday, up over $1 a barrel, closing at $105.44, highest level in nearly 2.5 years. It was only yesterday we mentioned the latest Lundberg survey of gas stations across the country, which reported the average price of a gallon of regular now at $3.50. Drivers from coast to coast expressing their reaction. On the West Coast, this driver in Los Angeles talks about the impact these prices are having.
Prices go up, it really limits my other driving activities. So you have to save it for work or school. So it really is a big setback.
And on the East Coast, here's a guy in New York City who sums it up this way.
It's terrible, terrible. Won't be able to drive pretty soon to work. Have to take the bus.
We continue to be told this crude oil spike has everything to do with the Middle East and Northern Africa, in other words, Libya. The latest on that front, NATO has begun around-the-clock air surveillance of Libya as talk of a possible no-fly zone continues. U.S. officials confirm that reconnaissance aircraft are conducting 24-hour flights as the allegiance plans future steps to address the violent unrest. Britain and France say they are seeking U.N. authority to set up a no-fly zone as Libyan warplanes launch new attacks on rebels. Witnesses reported fighting has escalated in several areas, including near one of Libya's key oil ports. As for President Obama, he is again condemning the ongoing violence in Libya.
The violence that's been taking place and perpetrated by the government in Libya is unacceptable.
The president saying Muammar Gaddafi will be held accountable for what he is doing to his own people. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
In the eastern United States, it was quite a storm for spots in a little bit of the Catskills up to the Adirondacks and across into Vermont, primarily northern Vermont. Many resorts scoring up towards a foot of new snow, while others picked up over 2 feet of snow. We're going to be riding that nicely packed powder conditions on those natural snow runs. Otherwise, the colder temperatures are settling back in. That means the groomers can get out and churn that snow smooth and loose for anyone that got that mixed or wet weather. Waterville Valley in New Hampshire with about 4 dozen runs softer, wet-packed snow. In Vermont, big snow totals at Stowe and Smuggler's Notch, also at Jay Peak, Mad River Glen and Sugarbush across the way to Whiteface in the Adirondacks, all with over 2 feet of fresh powder piling high. Whiteface now on 84 runs. Hunter in the Catskills scored some of that fresh snow with almost 50 trails open. In Utah, there's been fresh snow as well, like at Deer Valley. 100 trails open with a recent half a foot of new snow. Also moving on to 114 runs, while at Mammoth, California, another foot of fresh powder. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, stocks cut their losses in the final hour of trading yesterday, but still finished on the downside. The Dow lost 80 points, closing at 12,090. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. As mentioned earlier, crude oil up to a 29-month high to $105.44, up over a dollar a barrel yesterday. The 2012 presidential election, more than a year and a half away, but that didn't stop five potential candidates from taking part in an Iowa forum last night. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich was joined by former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer, former Senator Rick Santorum, and former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain. Another potential Republican presidential candidate who wasn't in Iowa for this gathering yesterday did have some representation. Donald Trump's special counsel, Michael Cohen, is gauging interest among Republicans in Iowa for a White House bid by his boss.
We are very anxious to learn about Iowa and be able to report back to Mr. Trump when he hopefully decides to run in June.
And, of course, if Donald decides not to run for president, he could always purchase Iowa. And finally, it really isn't news that matters, but it's news we're certainly interested in for some reason. Charlie Sheen. It's hard to know where to begin when recapping what happened yesterday. First of all, Warner Brothers officially fired Charlie from Two and a Half Men. His termination effective immediately. And it wasn't long after that announcement that Sheen said it was a big day of gladness for him. And he went on to rant incoherently. Shortly after that, an attorney for Sheen said legal action would be taken against Warner Brothers and Two and a Half Men creator Chuck Lorre. But wait, there's more. Charlie then climbed to the roof of the Live Nation office building in Beverly Hills, wielding a machete, declaring triumph. The video can be found on TMZ.com. Sheen telling reporters afterward he was celebrating his liberation.
Free at last.
Yes, free at last. All of that happened yesterday. What will today bring? More winning, we assume.
Winning.
You know, the only people who will end up winning in all this are the attorneys.
Winning.
Those are the lawyers chanting now.
Winning.
I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Show. More unpredictable than what's behind your refrigerator.